Hey everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Signals from the Frontline, Codex Cliff Notes Orcs. Super excited about it. I am Seth the Mad Doc, your competitive orc correspondent, and I am, of course, tonight joined by Nikki D. Cannon, producer extraordinaire, and of course, Flannel Fan.
Yes, how you been doing, absolutely. Nikki? I'm good, Seth. I'm happy to be here, but I am not nearly as happy as you are.
Oh, yes.
Because, I mean, yeah. I think in the time that you and I have been doing the Signal show, I don't think you've been more excited for anything than you are.
This is the first, like, not counting the indexes, like, this is the first time I really got to dig in to an orc codex. Woo! So, for folks that don't know, Nikki D, take them through what our codex cliff notes are.
Yeah, so for everybody that's out there, we've been doing these Codex Cliff Notes for the 10th edition Codex. So this is Codex number 5, 6, 7, including the supplement for Dark Angels, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Anyways, the point of this being is that there's a lot of content. There's a lot of content creators, and Seth will point you to some of those content creators later here in the presentation where you can get a full review. You'll be able to see some battle reps and those sort of things. But really what we want to do is cover in about 20 minutes what are the high-level items that you need to know. What are the new detachments? What are the highlights that you're going to see or that we expect you're going to see in every single game? But we're going to recommend you to go check out some of those FLG affiliates for the full content. But this should be a good 20-minute podcast or so as your or video cast on our new FLG channel while you're sitting up having your coffee, your morning breakfast, that sort of thing. Or again, if you're listening to the podcast on your drive to work.
Yep. And of course, as this video and podcast is out, that means all of the orcs are up for pre-order along with the custodes, which you can go over to the Frontline Gaming's web store and pre-order everything. And if you want to support the show, use our link in the description below to help support the show. All right, Nikki D, take us through what are we getting in the Orc Codex?
Yeah, so I'm going to cover some high-level stuff, Seth, but then, you know, you are the expert. You are the Mad Doc, or in this case, you might be like a hybrid Mad Doc and War Boss here. We will see about that. I know you've got some favorite detachments that are included here. So speaking of the detachments, we do have the returning detachment from the index, but we're also going to have five, right?
Yep.
Five new. Make sure I have my hand high enough on the screen. We're going to have five new detachments that are going to be included here. There is also one, it's not technically a new model option, right? But it is a new.
It is a new model option because before it was a big mech with a custom force field. Now it's just a big mech. Speaking of, let's get into what's new in the book.
Yeah.
So we got the new big mech model. That's coming out in the Stompa box. Right now, that's the only place that it's going to be out. But as always, the GW kits, eventually they're going to release that as a solo. There were some other major changes. You want to go through those, Nikki D?
Yeah, so just at a high level, other major changes, the Beast Boss on Squig and Mazrock, they now can join units of Squig Hog. So these were the two characters that were, if you're a non-orc player like me, they were the two guys that were on the dinosaurs. They were previously... Yeah, they were previously solo units, but now they can go in with the Squig Hogs. Seth, just real quick, high level, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Certainly, it's interesting because it definitely opens up a lot more opportunities for them, particularly because they got a little less durable. It's nice that they can join a unit now. So I'm excited for it. I kind of always expected them to be able to join those units, and it was kind of odd in 10th edition when they were like, "But what if no?"
Yeah. Well, and a lot of orc players, I think you see one or both of those characters sometimes, and you see the Squig Hogs as well. So, I mean, a little bit of a change. We'll see how it impacts their play. So we've got that as one change. Squig Hogs now include the knob. So this means the unit size is now, and I believe it's either 4 or 8, correct?
And that's how it's sold in the box. It was in the index treated as an individual character, and I believe in 9th edition it was also treated as an individual character, but now it is a part of the unit. It's the squad leader upgrade, which I think is appropriate.
Yeah, and then there's one other major change. Seth, I think it's, as someone who has played against orcs many a time in this new edition, I think this is a huge change, but I'm waiting to hear what you think. But boys, they now make... objectives sticky.
Yeah,
is this going to be as profound as you think?
It is huge because the orc armies generally are going to be a pressure wave that's coming forward and hitting you and hemming you into your deployment zone. And we've usually had to use small units to kind of hold the back lines for us. So now just having less things that have to sit back there and hold that is great. I mean, Nikki D, you've played a lot of Death Guard. You know, they have sticky objectives. How do you like sticky objectives?
So I like them a lot, but I mean, the big difference that I think about when I'm playing Death Guard, or certainly there's other units or other ways you can make objectives sticky, is that, you know, if I'm playing, I don't have a lot of models. So if you kill my things or you can kind of move around them, but with orcs, there's just so many bodies. That's the part for me where, as someone who plays against orcs, the orc boys, and which you're seeing typically, you're seeing those units anyways. And with some of these detachments, I think you might see more of them. So that's a part there where that really is going to be able to amp up, that objective control component for the orcs.
Well, speaking of, let's get into those attachments, Nicky D. Let's get into our first thing. One. The first one is the war. I skipped a point. We do have to talk about what's missing because it's not all good news here. Nicky D, do you note a theme between these five models plus the Mech Boy Workshop?
Yeah, these are all, if I'm mistaken, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items that are missing. Yep. Aside from the Mech Workshop, I believe they're all resin or fine cast models. Is that correct?
Yep. Okay. These are all fine cast models, which is not surprising. GW has been doing this as they have been going through all the codexes and retiring all the fine cast models if they have not got a plastic update. So not surprised to see these guys. You know, I'm going to miss my namesake, Mad Doc Rotsnick. We all loved Captain Badruk. I loved Boss Zagstruck. I know Nob with Wog Banner has been super common in a lot of tournament lists, but unfortunately those units have gotten sunsetted. The Mech Boy Workshop was a terrain kit that came out, I think, in 8th edition, actually.
8th edition, yeah.
It's not very commonly seen. It's awkward to use because it's a bunch of random scatter pieces. So I could see them kind of saying, hey, you know what? That's just more for aesthetics. That's not actually for rules, because it's kind of hard to figure out what it's supposed to be rules wise. And they've done that too with the Tau plastic train. They've sunset a lot of those.
The Tide Wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
exactly.
So not all, you know, sunshines and rainbows over here. But speaking of sunshines and rainbows, let's get into the fun stuff. Let's get into the orc detachments. First up is Warhorde. Nicky D, take us through what the benefits of Warhorde are.
Yeah, so folks, as we go through these, again, this is our Codex Cliff Notes. So we're going to read basically, hey, what is the detachment? What's the overall theme? We're going to tell you what it does. And then Seth, as our competitive correspondent, and Mad Doc, he'll give us an enhancement or enhancement and a stratagem, maybe two, that is going to be particularly strong, that we think that Seth in particular thinks is going to be a front runner for the Codex as it comes out. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about how these detachments work for different builds. Seth, as we get at the high level and starting here, the WOG, or as this one is, right, the Warhorde, excuse me, this is from the index. This is kind of our general detachment, right? That really kind of whatever you're playing, it can be useful for the army. I will say that for the Orc Codex, it does seem kind of like Codex Space Marines, where in prior editions for Orcs, right, we had the different clans.
Yep.
These detachments are not based on clans. They're based more kind of on unit types, it might be the right way of kind of saying
they're based off a lot of the fluffy armies, like the different types of armies you see. And Warhorde is your generalist army.
It is. Like Nikki and D's at a high
go ahead.
Oh yeah, and at a high level, Seth, it's not really changing a whole lot, right?
Like 95% of this thing is unchanged.
Yeah, very, very few of the index detachments have changed. The main rule here in melee, sustained hits one, that still stays. So, you know, Seth, with that, I'll let you know, anything different we need to call out for enhancements?
Yeah, I mean, enhancements and strats have basically all been unchanged. The only strat they changed was Arda's Nails, the -1 to wound strat, can no longer be played on monsters. Squig Hogs now are not monsters, they're joining units, so they can still be -1 if the Squig boss is in a unit. But if you were doing something goofy, like, say, I don't know, a gargantuan Squiggoth with -1 to wound, you can't do that anymore. But otherwise, it's unchanged. So standouts here, the Follow Me Lads enhancement for the +2 advance and charge on a unit is still very strong. And the Here We Go stratagem for +2 move is also very strong. This is the lists that have been out there for basically the entire index phase. And the reality is that a lot of the data sheets didn't get downgraded in any significant way. So you'll likely still see some lists running this because it is still kind of the standard basic orc detachment. But let's get on to the next one. Next up is Da Big Hunt. And Da Big Hunt is your Beast Snaga detachment. Nikki D, why don't you take us through Da Big Hunt?
So as a non-orc player, I'm really excited for this one. The Big Hunt and the Beast Snaggas, these are all the guys on the Squig Hogs or the guys with the fur. These are generally your monster hunters,
These
right?
are all the guys that came out at 9th edition.
Yep, they're all new sculpts. So I think especially if you're a newer orc player, you probably have some of these, or there's some box sets that have easy access to this. Mm-hmm. The detachment rule is the hunt is on. The way that this works is in your command phase, you select a monster, vehicle, or warlord as a prey item. Now, when you have selected the prey item, your beast naggers, they get to reroll charges against it. So any beast naggers get to reroll charges against the prey item. And beast naggers also get an additional AP against that prey item. So this is something where when you want to make sure that your guys get stuck in with melee and really kill that monster, vehicle, or warlord, you're going to be able to do it pretty well. Your orcs already hit with a lot of attacks, and a lot of attacks, there's maybe some melee, maybe some good damage that's there, but getting that plus one to wound and AP is really going to help push those through.
Not plus one to reroll charge, but plus one AP.
Reroll charge.
Now, it's important to note, this is the only source of additional AP in the entire orc codex. So that plus one AP is very valuable. It also has some kind of big standouts. On the enhancement side, we have Glory Hog, which is a beast boss on Swigasaur. Gives his unit scout 9 inches. So you put him in that unit of Squigog Boys, it now can scout 9 inches. Remember, scout happens after you know who's going first. So you can scout forward if you're going first and be aggressive. And to kind of add to that aggressive pressure of this list, there's a stratagem. That one's even bigger, which allows you to have fallback and charge or advance and charge against the prey item. So this list is built all around targeting the prey items and bringing those down one at a time. Sort of like Oath of Moment for Space Marines. Now, this is an interesting point to point out that a lot of the orc detachments were built with, essentially, if you're anyone from the Magic, the Gathering realm would understand kicker conditions on all of their stratagems. So an additional condition, if you meet, the stratagems get better. So
yes.
In this case, it's the prey item is what makes your units better. So it's very important to understand with this detachment that the beast snaggas themselves are the only things getting the benefit, and the prey item is the only thing that's going to get benefits from the main detachment. After that, your stratagems also depend on being targeting the prey item to get the most out of them. So this can be a little dependent on what your matchup is and kind of how sneaky or cunning your opponent is in hiding some of those potential prey items from you. So keep that in mind as we're going forward. The next attachment, though, I think a few folks will be familiar with, and there may be a few captains of Team America that have a little PTSD about this one, and that is the Cult of Speed. This is your Speed Freaks detachment. Why don't you take us through the big buffs we get here?
Yeah, detachment rule, adrenaline junkies, that's what it's called, which to me, I learned something. Apparently, orcs run on adrenaline, just like us humans do. Okay, so adrenaline junkies rule here. Speed Freak models. So these are all going to be your orc buggies that came out as new models in, I think, 8th
edition? Yep, 8th edition.
So your speed buggies, your Speed Freak models, they get fall back and shoot. When they fall back, they can fall back and shoot. They can advance and shoot. There we go. Make sure I got the wording right. That's right.
It's a little confusing, but yeah, it can do both of those. And that also includes your bikes, your Defcoptas, and all of your flyers. Yeah. So a fair spread there. Now, some standouts. This detachment, by its name, is all about movement. The Waz Blast enhancement, which you can put on a Deathkiller Wartrike, gives his unit the ability to fire and fade 6 inches. So after that unit shoots, it can move another 6 inches. It does have the qualifier that you can't charge after that, which is a little bit of a bummer. I wanted to charge after that. Come on. That unit to be able to shoot and scoot is nice. It has some anti-infantry firepower, which is nice. They previewed it this week on the GW article that there is an ability in there to give anything an invuln if it goes fast, which is anything in Speed Freaks. So any Speed Freak unit with the speediest freaks can have a 5-up invuln or a 4-up invuln if that unit's toughness is 8 or below. That's all your buggies, that's your trucks, and importantly, that's your bikes. So it really can give you a pretty durable unit, particularly if you kind of throw something out there to get some shots with that advance and shoot, and then you're worried about the clap back. Its kicker condition for most of its stratagems is being within 9 inches, so it really does encourage you to get fast and get close, which sometimes can be a detriment if people come and punch you, but then you have that fall back and shoot ability. So I think it's a great combo there. I love to see it.
Yeah, and I mean, Seth, the thing with these is like, these are all going to be relatively tough, right? They're not like toughness for Space Marines, right? They're going to have higher toughness. A lot of these have fairly large base sizes too, or if you have multiple bikes. So depending on your maps and your terrain, this could also be used to effectively move block your vehicles, your opponent's vehicles or monsters, or even limit the movement of infantry to some degree. So yeah, you don't get the charging component of it, and you have to hope to survive, but there could be definitely builds where you just block your opponent in, somewhat like what we see with Thunderwolf Cavalry and the Stormlance detachment right now. So
certainly, I think Wolf Jail or Buggy Jail. Got it.
Yes.
All right. Up next is the Dread Mob. This was another one that was previewed this week by Games Workshop. The Dread Mob has me very excited. It is evocative. It is a mech-based army. Why don't you take us through the ridiculousness that is the Dread Mob rules?
Oh, boy. Okay, Seth. Now, this one, everybody, I know we just did Speed Freaks, and you would have thought, hey, we need to buckle in and be ready for the Speed Freaks. Folks, make sure you are buckled in for this detachment. Yeah. So the name, the detachment rule is Try Dat Button. So yes. First things first, if you're an orc player and you're playing this mob, I want to see you have a button on the table that when you have that you hit it, that you click it. Because
why not? You're trying that button. You got to do that.
Orcs are all about, right, in the lore, in the narrative, orcs, they are all things where, hey, if they believe it to be true, it is true. So orc players, get your own button.
Believe in your buttons.
And the way that this works, mech, orc walker, or grot vehicles, they gain this extra ability when shooting or fighting. You roll a dice, and on a 1-2, you're getting sustained hits 1. On a 3-4, lethal. On a 5-6, crit wounds add 2 additional AP. So you can choose... You can either roll a dice every time one of those unit types shoots or fights, or you can choose one of them. But when you do, the weapons for that unit gain the hazardous keyword. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that goes to us is because there's maybe some of these units that already have the hazardous keyword. If you have 2 or more sources of hazardous, you are failing that hazardous test on a roll of a 1 or a 2. So it does come with a risk if you pick it, but also being able to pick your own weapon, like having sustained lethal or additional AP on demand, though we've seen that from Chaos Space Marines, that is quite tasty.
Yeah, I mean, so this is Grot Pax. Today, one of my friends said, and I was like, ooh, I'm taking that one, Grot Pax. I like it.
I like it a lot.
Now, the other thing that's kind of cool with this detachment is its kicker condition is giving hazardous to your unit to get extra benefits on the stratagems. One of the enhancement is press it faster. So a mech, all of the enhancements have to go on mechs, obviously, they're the characters.
Obviously.
But that unit gets a second try dat button effect. So you can have 2 effects going at the same time. So you can have sustained and lethal. You can have, you know, lethal and additional AP or whatever you want to combine this with, you can. And then the stratagem that is like head and shoulders the best thing I've seen is Daka Daka Daka, because 1 of the name, and 2, it gives your unit reroll 1s to hit unless you choose to get hazardous, which if you're picking your ability, like sustained hits 1, you've got 2 sources of hazardous, so you're going to take some damage, but you get full reroll to hit. Full reroll to hit, Nikki D.
That's great. So, and also, Seth, as we're talking about this, I'm realizing we skipped another thing about this detachment that could also be a key part here. Because these are all Gretchens. These are all little gits,
Gretchen,
right, Seth?
And then a few orcs running and a few walkers and mechs. Yep.
So Gretchen in this detachment will gain the battle line keyword as well.
6 units of Gretchen.
So if you're someone that wants to, you know, run a lot of the mechs and a lot of the cans and you want to run, you know, all Gretchen basically. Yep. I mean, you're gonna need your mechs, your orc mechs. But aside from that, though, I mean, you could pretty much run all Gretchen for it.
Yeah, I mean, I may have written a list that has actually no mechs and Zodgrod Wartsnaga as my warlord.
Okay.
Because he makes super guns.
Yeah, there we go.
But yeah, super excited for this one. It has a lot of damage potential, but of course, it also has that kind of fun, interesting downside of I also might just blow myself up in the process, which, I mean, it's orcs. Who cares? Blow me up.
Appropriately orky.
Yeah. I want to blow something else up. All right.
Yeah.
Our next detachment is kind of the classic orc detachment, the thing that everyone, when they're building an orc army, they dream of running, and that is the Green Tide. What is the benefit of the Green Tide, Nikki D?
So this one, and we referenced it earlier in the show, that there were going to be there was going to be at least one detachment that really wanted to focus on boys, orc boys. This is it. Detachment rule, folks, is called Mob Mentality. Boys gain a 5+ invulnerable save. Now, Seth, real quick, the WOG that exists, where still exists.
WOG
right?
is unchanged. The 1 turn of 5 invulnerable, advance and charge, +1 strength, +1 attack.
Yep. So, folks, if you've played against orcs, you already know a whole turn of a 5+ invulnerable save for everything is strong. But imagine boys getting it the entire game. And Seth, that's not all.
It's not.
Right? I feel like the ShamWow guy right now. That's not all, folks.
I need to edit that in.
Yeah. 5+ invulnerable save. And if the unit has 10 or more models, you are re-rolling saving throw results of 1.
Yep.
So that does, it increases the survivability. It's not a huge jump that's there just because it is a 5+ save, but anytime you can boost that survivability
is an extremely uncommon ability.
Yes.
Like T-Suns have it as a strat, or is it demons have it as a strat?
Demons do as a strat, yes.
So, but otherwise, like, it's an extremely uncommon ability. And then to have it on the basic troop unit, which we said earlier, gets sticky objectives. And you can still attach pain boys to units of boys so they can have 5-up invul and rerolling ones to save, 5-up feel no pain. Kind of the standouts here, there is an enhancement because this detachment is going to want to have CP. And there's detachment, the enhancement is Brutal but Cunning, which gives you a 5 on a 5-up, gives you a CP, or on a 3-up if you have 10 or more models. And 10 or more models is the kicker condition for this detachment. So you want to be at 10 or more models. They talked about it today. There is a strategy, or not today, recording this early, obviously, but this past week, GW previewed it, and there is a stratagem to revive D3 plus 2 boys. Now, when you're running these large blobs of boys, it is certainly difficult to get into combat. Their bases are 32 millimeters. It can be difficult to get more than 2 ranks. You got this big unit. That's where Bulldozer Brutality stratagem comes in and gives you a 3-inch engagement range. So that full mob of 20 can all hit. It is very strong. So I love that. I love getting it all in there. This is just going to be that tide that just kind of runs over the table and says, I'm going to put you in a corner with a billion bodies and see if you can punch your way out, because I certainly am not going anywhere unless you're going to do it.
Seth, we're more than a few months away from the Champions Cup, the FLG team event, obviously, but I can almost guarantee that just this sort of bully list with just bodies everywhere, we're going to see more than a few teams running a green tide.
I certainly think, because it's going to fit kind of that, for that team setup, it fits that same archetype as the Tyranid Swarm list, and so having... In team comp, having multiple of the same archetype helps you get good matchups. If we can say, okay, you have 2 bad choices, pick one. It certainly can help. So yeah, I think you could see a build like this where you're just like, I'm going to board control with a billion bodies. Sucks to suck. Stay in your corner. The rest of the board is mine.
All right.
What's our last one, Nikki D?
Okay. So Green Tide is all about quantity of orcs. Bully Boys is the last detachment, and this is about the quality of the orc. This is really a detachment that is going to be about the knobs, the mega knobs unit. So the detachment rule is called Da Boss is Watching, which I think Kicker's probably watching us right now, Seth. So our boss is watching.
Yeah, he might be.
So Da Boss is Watching. What this rule is, War Boss, knobs, and mega knob units, they can get a second WOG. I'll say that again, I'll say it another way. So War Boss, knobs, mega knobs, they get a second WOG. Yep. So that's going to be 5-up and vulnerable save. That's going to be the +1 attack that's there, right? And then plus any, as you
plus
said,
strength,
Seth, any kicker type of rules that go in. So some units or some, as we'll get into, there may be some stratagems that may get, you know, boost if it is the WOG that's here.
Lots
so
of strategies very, boosted by the WOG here.
So a very, very powerful item that's here. Again, this is going to be more about the quality of orcs, but them getting those additional rules on top where, hey, you WOG, you push or you hold your opponent in their deployment zone or so they can't get across midfield objectives. And then, hey, once they maybe do some damage, you're able to do it again. That's really strong.
Yeah. The downside of WOG was always that once you called it, it was one and done. And so your opponent could take that one turn and step back and hide and try to mitigate the damage that you're bringing in. Having 2 turns of WOG is so much stronger just to be able to say, you step back and hide, I'm taking some ground and I'm going to do it again. You got to step back again. And if you want to give up 2 turns of scoring and hide from me for 2 turns, I'm okay with that. I'm probably going to be in a good spot. Now, the standouts for this, there is an enhancement for Teleporta on a War Boss and Mega Armor that gives him and his unit Deep Strike. And that is the only way you can Deep Strike Mega Knobs, which has made me very upset for most of 10th edition. So I'm glad to have that back because that just kind of indistinct, I can go anywhere with this unit, Nikki D. You got to plan for it. It's going to come somewhere. And that kind of uncertainty that it puts into your opponent's mind during their turn is just fantastic. So I love having that ability. And then there's some really good stratagems, but the one that is potentially the most devastating, Nikki D, is Cut Them Down. And this is a strat that you use after your opponent declares a fallback. Importantly, it's after you decide you're falling back from one of my knob or mega knob units.
Key term, after.
So you've already made that decision. You can't take that back. I spend my CP, and I can force your unit that's falling back to take a Desperate Escape test, which remember that it's always failed on ones and twos. Desperate Escape always fails on ones or twos. And if it's during one of my WOG turns, you subtract one from your rolls. So you fail on 1, 2s, and threes. Oof. Nikki D, how would you feel if your beloved Great Unclean One was in combat with some knobs and I was like, on a 1, 2, or 3, it dies?
I not loving that. No, yeah, he's I'm not taking the chance on that part. Yeah. You know,
it can force your opponent's hand sometimes to stay in a combat they don't want to stay in because they're just like, I can't risk on a 50-50 shot of this thing dying. Now, certainly, like if I have some Meganobs touching a unit of 20 gaunts, they're gonna be like, yeah, sure, whatever, kill some gaunts, I don't care. Yeah. But in the right circumstances, the kind of threat of that detachment or of that stratagem is just amazing. Like I have visions one day of making Knights players make horrible, horrible decisions. Stay in combat with double kill saw mega knobs or run away and die on still one, mean. Two, or three.
Yeah.
And if I is Desperate Escape one of the things you can reroll CP? I don't know. I'd have to go look that up. That's important. That's gonna be real important. Mm.
Yeah.
So we'll have to go look. But that, Nikki D, is all of our detachments. So what are your kind of final thoughts on the Orc Codex? What are you excited about?
So I think, one, I'll say these, I think it pretty much hits really all of the big archetypes that Orc players are looking for, right? You get you get Speed Freaks in there, you get Green Tide, you get additional Wog that's there, you get the Dread Mob, which I, so like there, as I look at it, Seth, there's not really any, you know, options or you know, where things are, hey, kind of really, really missing. Maybe for things like the, you know, Tank Bustas or Ludas, but like there's still detachments where, you know, or that they're still, but aside from that though, I think this covers really most of the main items. The other part that I'll say is we were reviewing and prepping for this Codex review. Mm-hmm. It very, very much comes off as, and it's very easy to see where the brutality comes in these detachments. The cunning aspect, because orcs, we know they're either brutal but cunning or cunning but brutal. The brutality is very, very up front.
Yep.
And I think those are the list that we're going to see initially. But it's when we're a month or two into the new codex, I think that's when we're going to really start to see
lots of tricks.
Yeah, where the tricks come out. So I think at the beginning, we'll probably see the Green Tide as really popular. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see Dread Mob, but then I think give it a month or two, and that's when we'll see the real strong list come out.
Yeah, I've been very excited about this codex. I've been reading it. I've been working through some lists. I've been coming up with some ideas. For folks that are kind of newer to the channel, usually these codex cliff notes are kind of a one and done series with us for each codex. But because this is so near dear into my heart, the bonus content that I'm creating for the channel is going to be focusing on the Orc Codex for a while. So at the time of this video's being up, there'll be a second video up on the channel that is me going through a tier list of all of the detachments and kind of ranking them in order and thinking what they are in terms of strength and talking about some more of the combos and builds that I see with those lists coming out. There's going to be more things on the horizon. I don't want to, you know, throw all the content out at once, but I'm going to go through all the data sheet changes. I'm going to start reviewing lists once we have some events under our belt. So plenty more orc-based content to come. But if you want to get a full review of the codex right now, today, I would say go over to one of our friends' channels. That's Tabletop Titans, Play on Tabletop, or Vanguard Tactics. All three of these great channels are going to have full reviews of the Orc Codex, and I believe several of them are going to have day of preview bat reps up as well. So to see those armies in action. Of course, if you're like me and you're an Orc fanatic and you want to dive in, go over to FLG, pick up some of the models, pick up the Codex. And again, if you want to support the show, use the code below. We would truly appreciate that. We also, at the same time this is out, have the Custodes Cliff Notes. So you can go over and check out that video as well. And I think that's like all the things I have to plug, Nikki. Is there anything else that we do on a regular basis that we should plug?
Well, just again, folks, if you're here and you're watching this video, we've got our new Signals from the Frontline, that episodes, our video cast will be out every Thursday morning. And it's a new pre-recorded format, but we're still all about the community. So check on this YouTube page. If you're not part of the Discord, there is a link there that you can join. And we look forward to seeing you as part of the community.
And if you wanted to be part of our community, there we go.
Just let us, just join us in the Discord. Yep. Come and see us at the FLG events, and we look forward to catching you for our next video.
Yeah. Well, we thank you so much for joining us. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of Codex Cliff Notes, and we will see you on the front line.
See you guys.